Good morning, sir. How are you? Well then, so am I. Should I strip? And would you like me to sit or stand? Yes, sir. I'm so glad you asked that question first. What makes me the perfect submissive is my experience. I completely understand what makes a good sub, and I know that being a submissive is not just a job. It's a mindset. It's a lifestyle. It's a whole belief system, all of which I already have. I already know that my place is beneath you, and I'm always prepared to express my gratitude to you in any depraved way that pleases you, sir. Yes, of course. To choose anyone else as your sub means you have to do extra work to help her accept these basic principles that I already live my life by. Bottom line, I know what a dom wants and how to please him, so there would be less teaching on your part. Yes, sir? Well, yes, there are a couple of things I'd like to learn. Deep throating, for instance. No matter how many times I try, and I do love trying, I've never been able to really take a cock down my throat. I would love to learn how to turn my mouth into something my dom can use as another pussy and really go balls deep in my throat. Yes, sir. Oh, you can call me sweet little pet names or filthy, degrading insults, whatever you like. Oh, for you? Well, I am, of course, willing to adapt to your preferences, but I always call my dom sir to start. It's classic, quick, and I think it makes me sound so pathetically subservient and needy. It reminds me of my place and reminds me to show you the utmost respect. Isn't it obvious? My reason for applying to be your sub is that I need to be used. Yes, I need direction. I need guidance. I need fulfillment. I need to be given rules and limits. I can barely function without a firm hand and a well-formed structure. When I don't have a dom, someone to give my holes purpose, someone to fully give my whole body to, I find it nearly impossible to have an orgasm. And I certainly can't have an incredible, deep, long one. The ones that feel like they last forever and I just keep rolling and rolling my hips as those waves of pleasure just crash over me again and again. I need a dom to give me those. I just can't achieve them by myself. Yes, sir. I will be an obedient and faithful fuckdoll doing whatever you say at a moment's notice. And all I desire in return is the opportunity to be by your side and know that I'm owned. My only desire is to belong to you. Satisfying you will give my life meaning. The work itself is the reward. Definitely. My biggest strength is my willingness to put aside my experience and my confidence in order to learn new things, adapt to new situations, and, most importantly, to accommodate my dom. My biggest weakness, as cliche as it sounds, is that I'm a perfectionist. Sometimes I ask if I should use my tongue more or spread my legs wider for you, instead of just being in the moment and acting in a way that I think is best. I want everything to be exactly as you like it, which sounds nice at first, but constantly interrogating you with the options can also waste valuable time. Okay. My body? Well, my body exists to be used by you, not to be looked at by me, so I never really thought about what my favorite part of it is. I don't have the biggest ass, but my previous doms have all loved the way that it jiggles and bounces. And I don't have the biggest tits either, but I've been told many times that my nipples are my best feature. I'm going to go with my hips, definitely. Because that's where every dom's hands grip me whenever I'm being fucked in my favorite position, from behind. And if I turn my head a little, I can see those strong hands on me. Fingers digging into my skin, holding me steady while I push myself back onto your cock. That's my favorite piece of my partner's body. That's what I always notice first. Hands. I absolutely need to have sexy hands all over me as often as possible. Yours are just perfect. Every time they move, every time you flex them, I have to wiggle around in my seat a little bit. Squeeze my legs together just to relieve some of that pressure. Sorry, what's the question? Oh, that's an easy one. My favorite thing about worshiping cock is seeing the moment when my dom loses control inside of me. The sight of a pure, unfiltered, profound climax causing his muscles to pulse all over his body. The feeling of his cock twitching inside of me, his balls jumping repeatedly as they empty, coupled with the immensely gratifying feeling of knowing that I've done a good job. There's nothing else in the world quite like that. Nothing turns me on more than being a good girl, fulfilling my dom's fantasies and having him fill me up with his load, and knowing that I've unburdened him in such a special and important way. In fact, do you mind if I, may I please pull my skirt up and touch myself, sir? Thank you. Of course I didn't wear panties to this interview. Oh, that's the kind of unspoken naughtiness that a seasoned submissive, like me, inherently knows, and that would be very difficult to teach to someone else. I was thinking about you. About how you might want to see and taste and feel exactly what you'd be getting if you chose me. Oh, if you hired me. Long before, walking into your office, I was planning for you to use me, dreaming about it last night, aching, anticipating, adapting my routine to accommodate your needs this morning. You know, maybe this interview is pointless, because it sounds like I'm already your perfect submissive slut. Oh, a desperate, eager set of holes just for you. Always looking for ways to make myself presentable and useful for you. I can see that bulge in your pants. That poor cock must be throbbing, begging to get out. A man like you should never be hard for long if there's a woman like me around to take care of you. Don't you agree? And you have to make sure that your new hire can make you come, right? That's right. Take your cock out and touch yourself with me. Oh yeah? You want to see everything I have to offer? yes, sir. I love showing myself off. Exposing these sexy tits for you. My blouse open and my skirt pulled up like a nasty little office skank. yeah. Squeeze that fucking cock. Oh, stroke it for me. Do I look like the right slut for the job, sir? Do I look like the perfect submissive whore? Rubbing my pussy, spreading my legs wide, on pinching my nipples for you? Am I the right girl for the job, huh? Oh, do I make you want to stroke it even faster? Oh, yeah. Oh, do you want to rub your balls for me too, sir? Fuck yeah, you look so good. Oh, I want you to come all over me. My face, my tits, my legs, my pussy. I want you to pleasure yourself to me. Use me as porn and jerk off to me. Oh, just like that. Just like that. Work that cock. Work that cock. Fuck, I can tell those balls are ready to unload for me. Makes me so wet knowing that I please you, sir. I love pleasing you, sir. Oh, does this mean I got the job? Oh, please give me this job. I need it so bad, sir. I need this job so bad. I live to serve you. Please, sir. Please let me serve you. I really need this job, sir. Please hire me. Please, please hire these tits. Oh, please hire these tits and this pussy to service you. Please, I need to service you. I need you to come. Please give me your cum. I need your cum, sir. Cover me. Cover me in your cum, sir. Please, please, sir. Come on me. Come on me. Please give me your cum, sir. Sir, please come on me. Sir, please. Please come on me, sir. Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, just like that. Just like that. Keep going. Keep coming on me. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so much. It's so much. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yes. All over me, yes. Thanks so much for your time. I can see myself out, and I hope to hear from you soon.